Parshas Hazinu. It's before Yom Kippur, so we're going to relate it also to Yom Kippur. I mean, it's the parasha we always read before Yom Kippur. It's always read in Shabbos Tshuva, so it's related. We had, you know, beforehand we had Parshas Nitzavim, which is always before Rosh Hashanah, and we know it says, like we explained to you before, it says Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Hayom is Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah is a standing of Omid. You're standing in front of the king. You're standing for Mishpat. You're standing for judgment. Yom Kippur is Hazinu. Hazinu means to listen. Like the word for Ozen is Hazinu. It means listen well with your ears. What are you listening to? It says, Hazinu, the heavens should listen. Vedabera, and I will speak. V'tishma ha'aretz, and the land should hear, imrifi, the words of my mouth. This is Moshe Rabbeinu giving them tochacha. Ya'arof kamata likhi. So Rashi explains, I'm explaining basically, that Torah is like mata. Not all matter, not all is good for the world. Not all rain is good for the world. There's holchei drachim, there's whatever. Tizal katal imrati. Everyone's happy about tal. So there's two ofens of Torah. Torah like matter, and Torah like tal. Everyone's happy with that. Kasiirim ale desha, kerivivim ale esev. So as she's saying, it's like ruach, right? And there's different types of ruach. And the ruach, the wind, is good for the rain or the tal. It's good, it helps it. That's why you say Mashiva Ruach or Marita Geshem. Okay. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu God Leokenu. In the name of God I will call, give greatness to your creator, to God. Then it goes, speaks about God. Hatsu Tamim Paalo, that the rock, God, is Tamim, his complete his actions. Ki kol derachav mishpat, all his ways a mishpat, a judgment. What judgment means is right way. So there's a right way, it's correct. El Emuna, he's a God of Emuna. Emuna means of Emuna, we can rely on him. Trustworthy. Ve'ein Avel, there's nothing wrong in his actions. Tzadik ve'yashar, who is a tzadik and straight. Okay, then it speaks about the Jewish people. Now, that's enough for us. What's it do with Yom Kippur? What's this Hazinu? Listen the heavens. So Rashi says why the heavens and the earth should be the person listening to the Tochacha. Because they're the people who are Kaim La'olam. To bring on, Chas V'Shalom, the Onish, our punishment, if Chas V'Shalom, we don't do the right thing. We've been warned through something which is Kaim La'olam, heavens and earth. Right? Something which is always there. Something which is going to bring the punishment itself. And then we're told, after we're told this, we're told about rain. And the marshal is the Torah. The Torah has two effects. Torah, says the Gro, we read Kriyat Shema every day. The Gro says in Kriyat Shema that matter, when it comes down, rain when it comes down, it grows everything that's there. It grows the good stuff, it grows the bad stuff. Matter, as Torah, right, will grow even the bad medicine of a person. If a person has bad things, the Torah also megadol those things, will also grow those things up. That's why Ya'arof. Ya'arof kamatalikhi. Matter isn't something which is always good. Torah has to be given to a person who's perfecting himself, who's removing the weeds from himself. It's not sufficient just to learn Torah. Torah has to come with derech eretz. Torah has to come with a way of personality, with the midas. Tal is something more easy. Tal is something which everyone is smeichim bo. Torah which is matter, not everyone's smechim bo. because it also brings out the bad in the person. Also, the kotzim come out. That's how the Gro explains in Evan Shleim, I think it is, about the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema. There's two listenings. There's Ha'azinu, the listening of the ozen, and the Tishma. Tishma is more passive. That's the Aretz. There's two types of ethics. This I heard from Rabbi Trivitz. It's now, actually. There's ethics that Shmaimim, that's heavenly, divine. And that's what's revealed on Yom Kippur. There's a hearing of the land is how we behave, how we behave, you know, we do mitzvahs, our actions. But it's not sufficient that we do Torah mitzvahs. It's not sufficient that Tishma Haaretz, there has to be a Hazinu, a Shamayim. It has to be a heavenly reason, an above reason. It has to be a Kiddush Hashem. It has to be a higher elevation of self when we're doing those mitzvahs. A person can be keeping all the Torah. The Ramban speaks about it. In Kedoshim Tiyu, a person can be keeping all the Torah. You can be eating kosher, you can be doing the right things, everything. And his Menuvel Berishus HaTorah, says the Ramban. That's why I have a mitzvah, Kedoshim Tiyu, be Kodesh, be a Kiddush Hashem. You can eat, you can have a steak, you can have a froyo. You can stuff yourself. And you can be doing all the mitzvahs. You put on tefillin every day, right? You waddle around a little bit, right? If you have too many of those froyos, not that healthy, right? You can be decadent. You can be a Hellenistic Torah Jew. You can be a bad Midas Torah Jew. Midas, it's harder to be a bad Midas Torah Jew because there's... most of the midas, there's an issa, there's an issa asay at least, if not a love on certain specific midas. Sina, there's a love. Kas.
Hate and anger.
Hate, anger, right? Gaiva, according to many Rishonim, there's a love. Right? So midas is harder, but in theory, you can stuff yourself. In theory, you can live a decadent life. What is Yom Kippur about? Yom Kippur isn't about keeping mitzvahs. Yom Kippur is about connecting with our Creator. On Yom Kippur, we're connecting to Hazinu, Hashamayim. Yom Kippur, no eating. In theory, no sleeping. There's a minhag that you don't sleep on Yom Kippur. We're like Malachim. The Kohen Gadol didn't sleep. I mean, it was a chashash. I mean, something would happen to him. But he'd be pasul. That's why I kept him up the whole time. But in theory, Yom Kippur is a day we don't need our physical sustenance. Our sustenance comes from a higher level. Our sustenance comes from a davening. Our sustenance comes from Shamayim. We don't need physical sustenance. We're like Malachim. That's why in Yom Kippur we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Olam Va'ed, and Kriyat Shema out loud. Because the Kabbalah of Shema Yisrael in the higher level of Kabbalah's Malchut Shemayim on the higher level, with Kabbalah's Malchut Shemayim on the lower level, like the Aretz, is one. Eretz with Shemayim become one. Our goof becomes perfected. Yom Kippur is Kabbalah's Torah. We're receiving the Torah. How do you receive Torah? With Ha'azana, listening. A Jew is different from every other the person in one aspect, the aspect of listening. We have a Kabbalah, we have Kabbalah Satera, we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's teaching us how to bring his will into the world. That can only be done with proper hearing. Tosfos in Baba Kama says, if you mazik a person, you damage him, you cut off his arms, you cut off his legs, you cut off everything of him. You blind him, chas v'shalom. He can't speak. Nothing. But he can hear, he's worth something. But if he's a full human being, but you cut off his ears, he's not worth anything. Not worth anything. A person is not a human being, has no value without the ability to hear. Most people think you have to be proactive, you have to do things, you have a chiddush, and a chiddush, a real chiddush, a real understanding is an understanding of what Tosa says, is an understanding of what the Gemara says, is an understanding of what he wants from us. What does he want from you? You know, it's like a stupid thing. You're doing a mitzvah, right? But there's a before the mitzvah, there's a hazana, there's a listening. I'm now going to do a mitzvah. What question should I ask when I'm doing a mitzvah? It says the Shulchan Aruch, put on tefillin, wrap tefillin, so put it on. It says the Shulchan Aruch, this. It says the Shulchan Aruch, this. I'm ticking off what's written in Shulchan Aruch. There's one thing in Shulchan Aruch which isn't written, but it's written in the first sif of Shulchan Aruch, and that contains all of Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
I place God in front of me always. Why does that mean? I ask before I do anything, what does God want me to do? What does God want me to do is the Hazana. That's Yom Kippur. To listen. Am I listening to what He wants to do? Yeah, I can be eating. I can be sleeping. I can be having a great time in yeshiva. You're supposed to have a great time. But I ask myself a question. What does God want me to do? So most things in life, right? It's permitted. Someone insults you. Halachically, you're allowed to insult him back. You're allowed. No avera. No avera in it. He insults you. I mean, if he insults you, you beat him up. Maybe something different. But he insults you, right? And you say, tick for tat. He insulted you, embarrassed you. You're allowed to embarrass him back in the same place. Same time. Not in a different time. But what does God want you to do? We're missing out on that point. What does God want me to do? There's a higher level of self. Yom Kippur, there's a day in the Gemara, Rebbe. The Atzmo Shel Yom Kippur is Mekaper. But everyone agrees that the Sir Lazel, without tshuva, that the Sir Lazel is Mekaper. The Rambam writes, is Mekaper on the Kalas. What's the Kalas? On Lavs. For Ases. Without tshuva. How can it work without tshuva? How does this work without tshuva? What? How can you do tshuva without tshuva? How can you be Mekaper? How can you clean up without, you know, tomorrow you're going to do it again. How can you? How does it work? Yom Kippur is a different plane. It doesn't work like Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is connected with Shmini Atzeres. It's a different plane. That's a plane in terms of the physical world. In terms, it's not physical, it's Olam Haba as well, but it's more in terms of the physical world. Yom Kippur, you're on a different planet. Yom Kippur, where you're working in places that you never work the whole of the year. You're on a different planet. What puts you there? I want to be connected. I want to know what you want from me. Forget the averas that you did. A beinoni. Someone who's a beinoni. Someone who's an intermediate. He does averas and his averas are averas. This I heard from Ramosha Shapiro. And your mitzvahs are mitzvahs. You're a beinoni. A tzaddik, his averas are, you know, by the way. Mistakes. It's not him. A beinoni. Yeah, geshmak. That's for sure. I'm from our averas. But it's true, you know. We speak Lashon Hara, we enjoy it, we like putting people down, we enjoy it. Chas v'shalom, but it's true. And we're not going to change after Yom Kippur. How we get kapara for that? How the Sir Lazel's Mekaper on that? We're not going to change. This is who we are. We're not, you know, as much as we would like to change, we're not going to change. How do we get kapara? How does this work? Doesn't make sense. It does. We're listening to the inner voice. That listening started with Tekiah Shofar. The listening, after it awoke us up to be able to listen, we had now 10 days or 9 days left. It was 8 days left of listening. 8 days left of listening. We don't need the shofar anymore. It opened our hearts to listen. Now we're listening. Shabbos Tshuva is Ha'azinu. Listen, what does God want from you? How are you going to get there? What's the purpose? Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. The purpose of your life is to call in God's name and what? And give greatness to God. That's called Kiddush Hashem. The only Aveira, this I heard from Rabbi Shuri, the only Aveira, it's in the Rambam though. The Yom Kippur is not Mekaper, and that you need Mita to be Mekaper, is Chilul Hashem. Why Chilul Hashem? Why Misa? Because your whole reason for being is a Kiddush Hashem. If you're Mechal al Hashem, there's no reason for you being. Havu Godel Elokeinu. You're Chilul Hashem. Look at that person, he's a frum Jew. Who wants to be like him? Ichs. Look how he's behaving. That's how you behave.
And Tshuva can't do anything for that?
No. Without Misa, says the Rambam, Tshuva can't do. I'm not talking about, you know, people who didn't know things and stuff like that. That's a separate. Tinok Shinishba, you guys are Tinok Shinishba. One Chatas is a Mekaper on everything. All the Averas, Avodah Zara, everything. One Chatas is a Mekaper. You didn't know what you're doing. It's onus. No. What is a Chilul Hashem? When you behave a way that people see you and they say, that's a from Jew. It might not be something which is also even. It might not be something that's also. Al pi Shulchan Aruch. But it looks bad. It looks bad. You with me?
Yeah.
Our tshuva on Yom Kippur is to, and our purpose in the world is to have a God of Elokim, is to make that Kiddush Hashem. When we make that Kiddush Hashem, when we connect on Yom Kippur and we say to God, Hashem, Hashem, kerachum v'chanun, that's the purpose, that's where we get to, that's where we're purifying ourselves, to get to Ne'ilah. That's where we have all the time, we have Yud Gidul Midas, we have Slichas, we're getting to newer and newer levels, we have five levels of Tefillah. We're getting to higher and higher levels until finally in Ne'ilah, we're getting to the highest level. And then we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim. We're proclaiming that's our purpose. To bring your Malchus into the world. What's your Malchus? That we represent a Kiddush Hashem. We represent you in this world. We want to be that Kli Kabbalah. We want to be that Hazinu, that ear that hears. That hears your Ratzon and brings it into the world. Hearing is Kabbalah. The Jewish people aren't about going up to Shamayim. Even now we're going up on Yom Kippur. It's to come down. Straight away, Yom Motzi Yom Kippur. We come down. Down. Straight away. We went all the way up to come all the way down. Why? Because the purpose is to hear up there and bring it down. That's real hearing. Real hearing isn't I heard it went in 1 year. Finished. Hearing is I heard, I understood, I'm going to keep, I'm going to bring it down with me. That's Yom Kippur. When now I know that that's my inner rotzen, that's my inner desire, right? That I want to come, I want to come close to you. I want to be that hazinu. I want to get that hearing to bring it down into this world and to live that way. When I'm showing that, doesn't matter what avarice I have, doesn't matter what things I'm going to do. He knows that I want to live for that purpose of Kiddush Hashem. That's my inner desire. So like any king, a king comes, and he knows his servants, evading taxes, doing this, doing that, you know. Everyone on a job, you know, has ways of, you know, diddling, right. Yeah, ways, you know, it's legal, right? Called legal stealing. That's what some people say, that's a lawyer, it's a legal stealer. Okay. It's a way of doing it. No, I'm not against lawyers. Just like a half a joke, right? Right? Only half, right? Just a joke. Yeah. So what? The king knows about it. Well, they don't know. And they don't know that people diddle taxes. But the king comes. You know, I have to make a panasa. Well, you take all my money. I take a panasa here, right? Yeah, I have to have kids. You know, pay enough to the state, right? But the king comes. and he sees his subject dressed up, waving the flags. He wants to be an expression of that king's will, because that king's will is a good king. He represents God's will. That's a Jewish king. I want to be expression of that will. When a person wants to be expression, he forgives him. What? Taxes for the king? The king has plenty of money. He has a whole otzer of money. He doesn't need your money. But he needs a people. When he sees his people want to keep his will, so he forgets about those small things. That's small change. That's unimportant. Our avers are unimportant. He overlooks them. He cleans us up. And even if he knows that we're going to continue doing a little bit, he knows that really we want to do his will. That's how Benoni gets a kapara in Yom Kippur. That's the concept of Seir Azazel. The Seir Azazel, what does it represent? It represents Kivyochel, the Ramban, the goat
sacrifice that's done.
Yeah. That's given over the mountain and thrown down and smashes up.
Rolls down the hill.
The scapegoat.
Quite literally.
On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has two goats. They have to look exactly the same. They have the same value, everything. One, he takes out two pieces. One says, one of them becomes for Lashem. He doesn't know which one's going to be. And one's going to go Lazazel. One gets becomes a sacrifice and gets shechted, and its blood gets put into the Holy of Holies. And one gets sent out into the Midbar, into the
wilderness,
and thrown down a mountain and just dies. So all the Rishonim say, how can this be? And that through this work happens the kapara, the atonement of the Jewish people. How can this be? So the Rambam says, what are we doing with this? It's us to give a korban b'chutz. Says the Rambam says that on Yom Kippur, it's as if we're giving a present to the Satan, to the Yetzer Hara. What do you mean you're giving yourself? It's a love to give a sacrifice to what you call to bad things, to the Seirim, to the Shindalads. It's Asa. What are you doing this in Yom Kippur? The Holy of Holies, and this is bringing us a kapara? It's like this. There's two aspects to man. There's his good part, his bad part. His physicality, the bad part of him, and spirituality. Both of them are equal in man. That's why we have free will. On Yom Kippur, we don't have a goof. We're like malachim. We're separating from our physical. So we take the physical and say, this doesn't belong to us. This is your portion. Take it. We're shaykh l'Hashem. We're shaykh to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our rotzen is with you. That's how it's the kapara. Through that action of that sacrifice, saying, our goof isn't shaykh to us. That's not relevant to us. That's your portion. Take it. Our soul, we're malachim, we're not eating, we're not sleeping, we're not doing anything that people do. That's shaykh to you. We want to be with you. We want to listen to you. We want to hear what you say. That's what our desire. That's how for Benoni there's a kapara. You with me? Understand? Every sacrifice, that's a word in English. Korban means to bring close. How is it that? So the Ramban, in the beginning of Vayikra, explains that Adam ki yakriv, a man when he brings a korban. A korban's, in English it's also said that sacrifice, you sacrifice yourself. It should really be that me, Chas v'Shalom, the person himself, he should be. Nefesh achot, if someone does avera, yamus. That's me, that's adin. You did an avera, you shouldn't be around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a korban, says, just as this korban that I'm sacrificing to you is instead of you. When I'm killing it, it's taking on Arba Mises Beistin, like we explained when we did the korbanos. I'm sprinkling its dam, the fats that benefited. So I'm giving those fats to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's instead of me. That korban is instead of me. So in a certain sense, I'm the Nefesh HaBahemis in me, when I do smicha, that's how it's explained, when I do smicha, my soul, my animal soul, which caused me to do, I'm pushing it over onto the animal.
Transferring it
onto the, and that's going to be instead of me. So now on Yom Kippur, I'm saying that aspect, I'm speaking about the whole Jewish people, all the sins of the Jewish people in the Seir Azazel, we're saying there's a separation. Yom Kippur, we're no longer relevant to our physicality. We're fasting, we're not sleeping, we're like angels. that aspect of soul is not really us. That's shaykh to the Yetzer Hara. That's shaykh to the bad in the world. That you take your portion. That's sacrifice to you. We're not interested in that part. We're interested in Hashem. We're interested in being lifnai v'lifnim, bein habadim, between the pillars of the Aaron, the Torah. That's where we want to be. That's where we want to sacrifice ourselves. That's where we want to connect to. That's Lashem. And when we say that, that's effectively what that Korban represents. When we say that, we believe that, and we listen. That's the listening of the Naaseh v'Nishma. Some of that Naaseh, some of that Nishma we're having. We want to listen to you, Kadosh Baruch. We want to keep your words. We want to connect to you. That's Lazazel. That's not us. That's not who we are. Then this Kapara, even for Beinonim, Arasha, there's no Kapara. Chas v'Shalom. Arasha says, I am the Seer Lazazel. I want the goof. But in Yom Kippur, there's not many people who want the goof. Very few. The most furthest people, they don't keep anything. Yom Kippur, shul's packed. You need a big shul. Why do you need a big shul? Because once a year there's Yom Kippur service.
You've got to bring out the community hall, has to come to the chapels.
Yeah, yeah. So you can, there are enough people. And Ne'ilah, everyone's there. Ne'ilah's everyone there. It doesn't matter who they are. They don't eat kosher. They drive in, whatever. But they're there. They're there for Ne'ilah. They know Yom Kippur is. They know what Ne'ilah is. There's something, a Jewish soul feels it. He feels that desire to connect. He realizes deep down, it's not about froyos and, you know, whatever else there is there. That's not life. Deep down, Yom Kippur, that inner talk in him, that inner speech in him, that inner hearing in him, he's hearing something different that day. He's really hearing. He's hearing Hashem, v'lo la'azazel. I want to be to God and not la'azazel. I don't want to be with a goof. I want to be with you, God. And that's the kapara. That's why Atzmo Shel Yom Kippur, the tshuva, something which is even before tshuva, that inner desire of every Jew which brings Yom Kippur, that's Atzmo Shel Yom Kippur, that's the Seer la'azazel. That inner desire, that inner desire to listen to his voice. What do you want from me, Kadosh Baruch Hu? What am I living for? That higher plane of self is, that's what gives the kapara. The musaf, we don't have now the Seer la'azazel. So the musaf we say in Yom Kippur is that our davening should be instead of the actual sacrificing. That the reading of our lips is instead of the sacrificing. So we stand up and we read all the psukim of what the Kohen Gadol does, what he does, how he does it. It's like the Mishnayos. It's like exactly how it's done. And then the Seer la'azazel is sent. It's all written in the Musaf. And that's the main tefillah in a certain sense with regards to the Korban. The Musaf is the main tefillah for the guy that's against the Korbanos. Right? And that's where we have the Avoda. That's called the Avoda on Yom Kippur. It's not the main part of the tefillah in the sense that the aliyahs of the tefillah, going higher in the tefillahs, that we get to that height in Ne'ilah. And Ne'ilah is Kabbalah Satorah. Ne'ilah is when we get Ha'azinu, when we're listening to the Torah, when we Mekabel Torah, when we Mekabel that Rotzen, that inner Rotzen which is in every Jew, to say, I'm La'Hashem. And that's, my goof is La'Azazel. That's nothing to do with me. That's not me. Tomorrow he's going to get that goof back. And he's going to feel it. And he might not change. But we know his inner Rotzen is to be Hashem. That he showed on Yom Kippur. And that's the Mekapel. You with me?
Yes.
Why the goats have to be identical and by lot is very simple. Free will means desire to go after our goof or desire to go with Ruchnis has to be equal. It has to be an equal choice. And every time we make the decision to go Hashem, there's an opportunity to go la'azazel. So every choice has to be an equal. So since this represents on Yom Kippur, the aspect in man, this dichotomy in man, to go la'ashem or go la'azazel, they have to be equal. Otherwise there's no free will. And only on Yom Kippur, the only day in the year that the satan is not allowed to speak, that we don't have a Yetzirah. We're free from the Yetzirah. We're Malachim. That's why this day we can send them la'azazel. This day we're negating our free will. We're saying we have no shaykhus to the Yetzirah. We're sending him, throwing him down a mountain. That's not me. That's not who I am. That's not my identity. I'm identified with Lashem. I'm identified with Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm identified with Bein Abadim. I'm identified with the Torah. That's why it's Kabbalah Satorah. And we makabel Torah like Malachim. And then, the next day, we bring it down. How we bring it down? We build a sukkah. We build a place. Then we go into a sukkah, right? We're it's not a walled house, right? How many people, how many rich people do you think? You know, normal people, right? Not Jews, normal people. Go out and they spend 7 days. They have a beautiful house, you know? Have a nice house in Lawrence, you know, 20 rooms, right? A bathroom in each room, a jacuzzi in some places as well. Now they go to the sukkah, right? You know, no jacuzzi, hot. You know, if you're lucky, maybe you can put in a portable mazgut. It's not like home, right? Whole week you're out there. You bring your dishes, nice ones, right? It's not as convenient. You have, you know, you have these little itushim, what do they call, flies things? Yeah, mosquitoes. You know, it's not too many because otherwise you're potted from sukkah. But you have enough of them that it's okay, right? And you sleep there. What do you think? You sleep in a, you know, one of these foam mattresses? You sleep in a little bunk bed sort of thing, you know? One that you pull out, you pull in. Why? Why? To realize, after Yom Kippur, we changed. We're not dependent on the physical. We're now building a home with you. The physical is now no longer so shaykh to us, not so relevant. We're still attached to it. We're still going to make mistakes. We still have it. But it's a sukkah. It's temporary. Remember, it's temporary. The only year. How many years? Maximum 120? Water comes in eternity. How much is it in eternity? If you divide 120 by eternity, how much you get? Or how many times 120 goes into eternity? In infinity. Infinity. What's the value of it? It's valuable only as much as it connects us to the infinity. If it doesn't connect you to infinity, it's valueless. And that's what we're doing. Reminding ourselves that this world is arai. This world is temporary. After Yom Kippur, we can remind ourselves of that. Because after we've made that claim, Kulo LaHashem, then when we come back into this world, we can get to that realization that it's temporary. And that's why, first, it's written in Shulchan Aruch, that straight after Yom Kippur, we build a sukkah. Because now that we have a Yom Kippur, we have the ability. It's brought down in the Gemara that straight away after Yom Kippur was the commandment of building the Mishkan. But it's the same concept. Shechina betachtonim, the ability to have Shechina betachtonim, the ability to have God's presence with us, can only be after Yom Kippur. Can only be when we have a realization that we have to have that ozen to hear. To hear, we're here for that. And to be Havu God l'Elokeinu. That our purpose, that our higher self, is we want to be a Kiddush Hashem in this world.